Oh, this is so good.
Oh, I love that. Oh. What's that the sound of?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's the apple pie oat clusters, actually.
You want to know what this is the sound of?
What?
It's the sound of sour cream and onion almonds.
Oh, God, where'd you get it?
Oh, I got it from the counter.
What?
From the counter in this bag here.
No, but say where. That's the whole point.
What's the whole point?
You don't say you got it in a bag on a counter. You say you got it from Nature Box.
I'm sorry.
You think I
just
didn't
gave
see
what we were doing.
I just gave you snacks just to like have snacks to say we got it from the counter.
I was like trying to play along and I didn't exactly know what was
no,
happening.
No, of course not.
All right.
Hey, this episode is brought to you by Nature Box.
Nature Box!
What is Nature Box? Nature Box is a snack delivery service. You give them money and they send you delicious
and nutritious snacks in the mail. You give them money.
Okay. And they send you delicious
and good for you,
tasty and good snacks in the mail
for you.
And you don't have to pay for shipping.
What?
That's right. They ship it to you for free.
Oh, my goodness.
So for $20 a month, they just give you a box filled with delicious snacks. And to make the offer more enticing, if you go to naturebox.com/ifiwereyou and put in the coupon code if I were you, that first box, just to try it out. You don't have to do anything, all right? You just have to try it out. For $10, they'll send you that first box.
That's a box of snacks for $10.
That's a deal and a half.
A deal and a half, to be sure.
We actually visited the Nature Box factory last week.
Not necessarily the factory.
It was the whole setup. Their office.
Their ops.
Yeah, and we hung. And you'll be happy to know that these good snacks come from good people. So thanks to Molly and Amanda for showing us around.
Yeah, almost everyone we met was awesome.
Yeah, except for one person we won't name names.
Molly.
Yeah, Molly was rude to us.
Yeah, she was mean. She brought you into the snack room and she said, do you like almonds?
Yeah.
And you said yes. And then she started throwing almonds at you.
Yeah, and then she pushed me into a vat of hot apple pie oat clusters.
She put an almond up your nose and said, sniff that almond.
She started throwing banana bread granola at me, which is another delicious snack they offer.
It was just delicious, but it hurt to be when it was thrown at you.
Yeah, but it was delicious when I caught them in my mouth.
Oh, perfect. Take that, Molly.
So thanks, guys, and thanks to NatureBox for sponsoring yet another episode. Oh, right. And if you do use our coupon code...
you said doo-doo.
No, I didn't. I said if you do use our coupon code...
You said doo-doo.
I didn't say doo-doo. I specifically didn't say doo-doo because I thought you'd call me out. Send us that receipt at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, and we'll give you a shout-out next time we plug NatureBox. In fact, last time we did it, the following people forwarded us their receipts, so thank you to Graham M.
Austin D.
Shannon B.
Sarah C.
Crystal T.
Tyler A.
Patrick F.
Zach A.
Alex D.
Alex V.
D. Dalla.
Brandon R.
Arika or Arika I.
Mackenzie M.
And Tima D. A lot of names because it's a lot of fans. People love this shit. So if you've been thinking about it, please check out naturebox.com/ifiwereyou and use our coupon code for some delicious action.
That's right. Now is the time. There is no tomorrow.
Actually, Mother's Day coming up. That would be a great Mother's Day gift.
Too late, dude. There is no tomorrow.
No. Tomorrow, I mean, Mother's Day is next week, so there's several tomorrows.
Nope.
Why are you de-incentivizing this?
Oh, sorry. I just want people to know that the world is over.
Oh, got it. Okay. It's time to start the episode. Our boy Dave Rosie was in the house.
Yo, D-Dollar, D-Money. Oh, D-Dollar's from the, as you just said.
That's him.
D-Dollar.
Dave Rosenberg himself ordered Nature Box after this episode.
Can't believe it.
So please, please enjoy. Don't worry. Things continue to get real. I assure you, even in episode 75, things stayed as real as possible.
That is correct.
Later.
Started from the bottom, now they're here. Answering advice, it's Jake and Amir. Started from the bottom, now they're here. Answering advice, it's Jake and Amir. Hashtag started from the bottom, now they're here. Answering advice, it's Jake and Amir. Hashtag started from the bottom, now they're here. Answering advice, it's Jake and Amir. I always swipe right from the jump. Trying to leave my grandma's house for probably past 6 months. Hashtag I was gonna do it on my own. Girlfriend home on Sims with her ex about to bone. And my girl's mom calling me like, what's that smell? Went to the guest room and noticed a snail trail. Hashtag I just think it's slimy how it goes. Now they're about to blow, if I were you show. And they started from the bottom, now they're here. Answering advice, it's Jake and Amir. Hey, started from the bottom, now they're here. Answering advice, it's Jake and Amir. Hey.
No new songs. Either take that. You're a real friend. Where my real friend at? You don't want to do too much explaining.
Nice. He stumbled in the middle and then he sort of recovered.
That was actually part of the song.
Wow.
This is still part of the theme song.
Amazing.
Hey, we're here. That was weird. I didn't like the ending where I started. How did he do that?
I don't know.
He had
you
me
sampled
singing.
Your voice.
Yeah, in a weird, different way. Oh, hey, how's it going? This is If I Were You, the Only Dice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And we're here with...
Howdy.
He's back.
How goes it?
What?
How goes it?
It goes well. How goes it with you?
Never better.
Nice.
We are in a hotel room in Portland, Oregon. And Dave Rosenberg is with us. And we had our equipment, and we figured we should have you back on the show since you were such a hit the first time.
Yep, the price is right.
Which was what?
$40 for this, right?
40?
30?
Sure.
Yeah, 30. Deal.
You're negotiating backwards.
It's Portland.
Yeah, you're right. Before I forget, that theme song was composed by Chris Estrada. So, there it is.
All right.
Dave, how are you feeling?
I'm excited for dinner.
So you're feeling excited?
All you can eat sushi?
Is it all you can eat sushi that we're going to?
We're not going to all you can eat sushi. I mean, in theory, every restaurant is all you can eat sushi. You'll just keep ordering it until you're full.
You have to pay for it, yeah.
Yeah. How much can you eat?
We have an all you can eat sushi place in Hamden, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Home of the Rosenbergs.
Sure.
And I've gotten...
That's what it says on the sign when you enter the town.
I've gotten 45.
45 what?
Pieces. Sashimi, though.
No rice.
No rice. That fills you up too fast.
45 pieces of raw fish.
That's how they get you, on the rice.
So what do you get? You got, just the little like slivers of salmon? Just
slivers of eel.
Yeah.
You ate 45 eels one
yes.
night.
Yes.
So in one sitting, you had 45 eels.
Well, each piece isn't an eel onto itself.
Yeah.
It was probably like 6 or 7 eels. Hamden's got the best eels on the East Coast.
I've read that. Yeah, it says that on Hamden's Wikipedia.
Yep,
which was edited by you for sure.
How does it work? We get emails from people who are in difficult places, and we do our best to advise them out of it. Sometimes it's just me and Jake, and sometimes we have a special guest.
Howdy.
And then we already introduced you. Don't need to do that again.
Fair enough. You make the rules. I just break them.
That's right. You're correct. Did you want to talk about anything before we got started?
No, just that Dave's excited for dinner. I'm excited that Dave's here. That's
and
all
I'm
saying.
I'm also excited for both of those things. Usually the podcast that we do right before dinner is like have a good palpable excited energy.
Yeah, but we're also usually drinking during those ones.
Oh, that's true. We have to like act so loose right now that it seems like we're getting drunk.
Okay.
All right.
I'm pretty trashed already, actually.
Really?
Marty and I have been going at it pretty hard.
You going beer for
drinking
beer?
Drinking-wise?
I saw
open
him.
Bar.
Dave came in here with a can of eel sauce, half finished.
Gets you twisted.
All right. All right, first question. These are real emails from real people. We need fake names to preserve their anonymity. Dave, can you just come up with fake names on the spot for these people? This is a female.
Fake names on the spot.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, on the spot. I'm great at doing everything on the spot. Just tell me when to do it, and I'm ready to throw you a name.
George, right now is good.
Right about now.
Yep. It doesn't even have to be a fake name. It could just be any name. As
I know.
Long as
I'm aware. I'm aware how the name game works.
So
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Okay. Well, we need a female. We need a girl's name.
LaMarcus.
You haven't blinked since we started recording, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking.
That
your eye was so dry.
That eel sauce will keep you awake for days at a time. And LaMarcus can be a girl's name as
it
well.
It cannot be.
It can be.
All right. Fine. A girl named LaMarcus Aldridge writes, I need some advice fast. My semester ends in 3 weeks, and I planned a trip to Disney World with my boyfriend, his best friend, and my roommate 3 months ago. Him and his best friend are paying for everything and booked the hotel, bought the tickets weeks ago. I really dislike my boyfriend. I have for a while now. We've been dating long distance since we started college this year, and it's been horrible. But I've been holding off ending things because of this fucking Disney World trip. What am I supposed to do? Wait another month and go on this long vacation together? I feel horrible because my roommate and his friend are so excited and they already paid for everything. Is there any way out of this? Love, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Pretty name.
Yeah. I like her name the most. Does this resonate with you at all? Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, I want to break up with this girl, but I'm waiting?
It resonates with me because I went to Disney World 9 times growing up.
Is that true?
Yeah. We used to go every year. I don't know why. I don't have a single memory, but I know I've been there.
9 times?
9 years
you
in a row.
You don't remember anything from all not, nine
not
times?
Not a single memory.
I can't remember if it was a Disney World thing, but your dad told a really funny story about you and Jeff going to Florida when they were in high school. He let them pack their own bags from Florida. And they were like super heavy, and when they finally got down,
we were super young, I think. In this,
you were your dad said you were like 14,
yeah.
Old enough to pack your own bag,
maybe
old enough
nine,
that he trusted you to pass.
Nine.
So he opened up the bags, and they didn't pack any underwear or socks. They only brought the Harry Potter books.
Harry Potter to be existing.
All of the Harry Potter books, and also. They had already read them. So.
So to teach him a lesson, they had him fashion the underwear and socks out of pages of Goblet of Fire.
Did you read the last Harry Potter book in one sitting?
No, it was 2 sittings. I fell asleep in the middle. So but you laid down.
You read that like 900-page Harry Potter book in like 2 days?
No, I don't think so. I actually purposely would read like a chapter a day because I knew once it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
But my first internship in Brooklyn, I didn't have enough work to do, so I ended up like finding a ebook of it online and reading it like over 3 days at work.
Even though you had already read it.
Yeah, which I think is more impressive because I was supposed to be doing work and instead I was reading the book for like the fourth time. I actually brought all the books on this trip too.
I noticed that. Yeah, your bags are very heavy, and you're still wearing the same underwear that you did when we left.
You'd be surprised.
So have you ever wanted to break up with someone but delayed it because of a thing, because it quote unquote wasn't a good time?
It's never a good time.
That's right. That is true. That's what I was going to say. Breaking up is never there's never a good time to ruin someone's life.
Yeah.
You can always justify like, oh, I don't want to do it now. There's finals. Or I don't want to do it now. Her birthday's coming up. Or I don't want to do it now. I have this trip coming up.
Right.
But if you just keep delaying it, it's just going to make it worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. And you're also not actually being sensitive. You think you're being sensitive, but like it's mean to just string someone along while you hate them.
Right.
So like the nicest thing to do is end it. Get at like none of it's nice, but the nicest thing you can do is just cut it off. The end.
What was that noise? An air knife?
Sing. Cut it off. Sing. Like that.
Zing.
With a blade. Wait, what?
I was kind of imagining a paper cutter, which is why I made that noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good. Okay. Yeah.
Cut it. What was I saying?
You're saying the polite thing to do is to end it once you make your decision. Because it seems like maybe you're justifying it to yourself, like, oh, I'm going to delay this and after the vacation because I don't want to be a dick and ruin this vacation. When in actuality, you just
you're
don't want to
go
it.
And ruin the vacation, though, too.
Right.
The vacation's going to be ruined.
Yeah, whether you're there and you don't like him at all or you're not there at all. If anything, it's better for him that he's going to Disney World once he's a bachelor again.
Yeah, you know, why don't you just say, like, I'll pay you guys back for my portion of the ticket. You guys could still go do whatever you want. I'm not going to make you pay and, like, cancel totally.
Right. Once you mentally decide to break up with someone, I feel like you just got to do it. Because then it just starts eating away at everything else.
Or you can see if he can change it up and go to Harry Potter World instead.
What's that?
The Harry Potter amusement park.
Where is that?
Florida.
There's a Harry Potter amusement park?
Yeah. There's an entire amusement park built around Harry Potter.
Is that true?
How do you not know this?
I don't know, because I'm 30.
All right.
You're 31.
Enough.
Chill, dude.
You're 31.
I'm trying to maintain this reputation.
Being a year younger than everyone thinks I am.
Yeah, cool 30-year-old. Yeah, so I think we're all in agreement there. End it as soon as possible. Yeah. Dave? Yay or nay?
Yeah, do that.
End it?
End it. Or see if you can go to Harry Potter World.
Yeah, right. End it or go to Harry
change
Potter.
Change the entire trip.
Right.
You'll fall in love with your boyfriend again.
You'll fall in love with yourself again. It's
get
that
some
magical.
Butterbeer.
All right.
Next.
We're fucking dominating. All right. Oh, we need another female name.
Another female name.
That's right.
Minnie Mouse.
You can see where your brain, how it works.
Yeah.
Very singular.
Minnie Mouse. Minnie Mouse writes, hello, long-time listener, first-time questioner. I'm an American that's been studying in London for the past 3 years for my undergraduate degree. I'm graduating this July and heading back home to the U.S. for good. I want to remember these past 3 years, all the experiences, and all the people with a small tattoo of the London coordinates. Here's the problem. I told this idea to my friend and she loved it. She loved it so much that she decided she would get one too. I don't really want this to be like a tattoo buddy situation. It's a personal thing that I want to get for my own reasons, but I drunkenly approved that she could get it too. Now I'm not sure what to do because I really don't want to get the exact same tattoo as her. I just want this to be a unique thing, but I can't just tell her not to get the tattoo anymore because she's very excited and keeps asking me about it. What should I do? Help.
I think this is the funniest thing in the world.
What?
I love the idea of someone getting an original tattoo and then just one person going around and getting the same thing as everyone else.
Yeah.
And just sort of taking that away from someone.
Stealing it.
Yeah.
You're imagining one guy meeting everybody with an original tattoo
all of his friends.
One evil.
He just gets it.
An anti-superhero.
Because I'll usually, when I was thinking about getting some tattoos, and I may still do it, I would, Google search them to see if they even existed.
What kind of tattoos would
of
you
course,
get?
Of course, the Dark Mark already existed. A lot of people have that.
What's that?
Dark Mark?
Voldemort sign when he summons the Death Eaters. Okay. He'll touch his tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what is where is that tattoo?
That's on your forearm, and it's like a snake crawling through a skull.
Right. So that exists. What any other tattoo ideas?
Yeah, I wanted to get the chicken wings on my back.
What chicken wings?
Like some girls, and I guess maybe some guys have like angel wings on their back. I was thinking, I like chicken wings. And, why not get that on my back?
Like the food?
Yeah, the food.
Oh, that's really funny. Like where your back muscles are?
Yeah.
Like two chicken wings?
Two chicken wings.
That's pretty funny,
and then, I don't know if I said this on the last episode. But then there'd be like a little cup of ranch dressing as like a tramp stamp.
Oh.
And then like the sauce would be dripping down my back.
So, okay. So two chicken wings on your back. What are those called? Your scapula?
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, and then a ranch dressing thing where your tailbone is, your coccyx bone.
Yeah,
and then actual ranch or actual buffalo sauce or the tattoo of buffalo sauce drizzling down your spine.
There'd be like buffalo. One of the wings would be buffalo. One of them would be barbecue. They'd be dripping. And then there'd be like a combination of blue cheese and ranch dressing in like a little cup.
Yeah, that sounds like one somebody nobody else would get.
No, there actually were a couple without the ranch dressing.
Of course. Yeah. Without the, I added that to make it original.
It's sort of a one of a kind thing. It is funny to try to take someone's tattoo away from them. But this girl already approved it.
I would like, but this tattoo, the London coordinates, probably.
What are the London coordinates? Is that famous thing? Or is it just like the longitude and latitude of London?
It might be. I just feel like any tattoo isn't going to be 100% original. I think at the very least you could say, I don't want to get it at the same place, in the same spot as you to your friend.
Oh, that's good.
Or you could just say like, hey, if it's a friend that she met abroad, just be like, you know what? I kind of bailed on the idea. I'm sorry. Like, I don't really want to get a tattoo. Then you come home, get the tattoo. She'll never know.
Right. Or you can get the same one as her and then never see her again. It won't matter.
Yeah. I think there's enough people in the world that it's not going to like – it won't be a big deal if it's not like a totally unique tattoo. Maybe you just sort of have to like take it out of context. Be like, this is what it means to me. I don't care that she has it. And then your friend is like, it means a lot to her that you guys have the same tattoo, maybe.
Yeah, then it's a win-win.
Right.
She gets to have the same tattoo as you, and you get to get the tattoo.
It doesn't matter.
Or you can give her a slightly different coordinate just to fuck with her. Like,
that's
you tell
true.
Her that it's like, oh, okay, 108 degrees by 112 degrees, and that's not actually London.
Or just tell her the truth and be like, I want to get, like, my own original tattoo. If you really love this, go ahead. I'm going to keep on thinking. And then, like, your second idea might be even better.
I feel like this is an episode we would write for our web series, is you wanted to get a tattoo and then me wanting to get one too.
Well, if it was our web series, it would be like, I came in with a tattoo and then you start giving yourself the tattoo.
Oh, that's great. Okay, then what happens?
Let's write it down.
Let's brainstorm this.
Interior office day.
I'm opening up Final Draft right now.
We don't write them in Final Draft.
They don't have to know that.
Celtics, know baby.
That. We write it in text edit.
We did for a long time.
We write it in Gmail. So what would you tell this girl to do?
I think just stop being friends with her and get the tattoo and live the rest of your life in ignorance, not knowing whether she got it or not.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So the only thing you should make permanent is the fact that she's no longer friends with you.
Yes.
Loser. Ditcher.
Mm-hmm. All new friends. That's my motto.
I'm the opposite of Drake.
Yep.
All new friends.
Every year, just a rollover.
Here's a novel idea. Honestly telling her not to get the tattoo.
That's what I just said.
No, you didn't really.
Yeah, you were a bit wordy with it.
Yeah, you were just like, oh, maybe let her get the tattoo, then she'd be happy.
I say tell her, fine.
It's convoluted.
Who would you say won that round?
Jake.
What?
Yep.
Yes.
Convoluted, convoluted wins.
I went flip mode.
You're a flip-flopper.
Flip mode squad.
You're a regular John Kerry. I swear, dude.
Not my president.
Yeah, not anyone's president, actually. He lost the election.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that. It's going to get a bit heated.
Why?
You know why.
No, I don't. What, you think John Kerry won?
Did he win? I don't know.
You don't know.
You be the judge.
I am the judge. And I'm saying he did not.
Fair enough.
Good, then. Grand.
Settled.
Anything left with this guy or this girl?
We gave her a lot of options. I don't feel that we gave her a definitive favorite.
I say tell the friend not to get the tattoo or give her the fake coordinates to a shitty city. What's the shittiest city you can get coordinates of? Maybe somewhere in the Indian Ocean?
Baghdad?
Excuse you.
It's probably a shitty city. We ruined it, didn't we?
The next College Humor tour is booked for Baghdad and you just blew it, dude.
Yeah. We're doing a Baghdad, Beirut.
Ticket sales were through the roof.
Damascus. Do you think if we did a show in Baghdad, one person would buy a ticket?
Ooh, that's a good question. Hey, is anybody out there listening in Baghdad?
30% of our College Humor Facebook fans are actually located in Baghdad.
The
we paid
Baghdad
good money for those.
All right. Next question.
Boom.
We need a guy's name.
A guy's name.
Yeah.
Like a man.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. LaMarcus is already taken?
Yeah, by you.
Yeah, this is tough. I guess that's a woman's name anyway. Let's go with Steve.
Okay, that's it. You don't have to say anything. Your wheels are still spinning, but
Steve,
I urge you to stop. Steve is fine.
Junior.
Okay. Steve Junior writes, Hey guys, I need a little advice here. I'm getting married soon and my brother is my best man. I'm not much of a partier, and I told him I just wanted to get a chill get-together type party, so we planned a weekend fishing trip with some guys, which is perfect. But he has recently mentioned to some of my friends that he plans on moving the party to a strip club near the place we're staying, but I really have no desire to go to one. And to make matters worse, this is a rural backwoods type of strip club in the middle of nowhere, Louisiana. I don't want to hurt his feelings by objecting or sound like a wimp for not wanting to go to a strip club. What should I do? Love, Steve Jr.
Sounds like you shouldn't be a wimp.
Oh, thank you.
The first Rosenberg blast of episode 70.
Sorry, Mr. Limp Dick Nerd.
You're a coy loser.
You're a loser for that. I don't want to see hot pussies in the woods. It's fucking best.
Just seeing that fucking trim.
Yeah, dude, that backwoods pussy.
Are you kidding me?
Those fucking saggy titties.
Oh.
Little brown ass.
Any stripper that you see, that counts as getting with a girl.
What?
Yeah, and if you see three chicks naked, that means you got with three chicks that night.
So when you watch porn, you'll say, I hooked up with someone.
Yeah.
You're the kind of guy that watches porn and says, I got laid.
And you masturbate. If it's a cam, if it's a cam and she's talking to me and I'm nutting.
And she says, Amir, you owe me $48.
Yeah,
that's me.
I owe her $48.
That's her saying your name. Dave, have you ever been on a cam?
I don't know what that is.
Like you sign up and you pay like, you know, $3, $4, $5 a minute to have a girl live watch you masturbate.
That's how cheap it is?
Dave just sprints out of the room.
Wow.
$5 a minute, that's not cheap. It's like for half an hour, you're paying $150.
Yeah, I only need a minute.
I need a campsite with no minimum time. And if I do 30 seconds, can I just Venmo you $250? Have you ever done that?
I haven't.
Okay.
But it sounds intriguing.
Do you like strip clubs?
Yeah, I love them.
You love them?
Yeah.
Why?
Absolutely adore them.
Why?
Why not?
Because
it's the American dream.
I feel like, kind of like this guy, like a strip club is like going to a restaurant, but you're not allowed to eat any of the food.
Yeah, you are.
Whoa.
You're allowed to eat all the food. It's a buffet.
it's all you can eat. They're covered in eel.
45 pieces of that slim trim eel shit.
I think I don't like it because there's – you go to a club or a bar and like we have – it's a competition. You're like there's a certain amount of girls in here that you're attracted to.
Yeah.
I want to make them like me.
Yeah.
I want to be the one that goes home with them and fucks them. And if you go to a strip club, it's all equal. All of the girls, like all of the guys, it doesn't matter.
To do that.
They're paid.
So there's no competition. It's like for you, it's like playing basketball but not keeping score.
Yes.
Like, what's the point?
Right.
Everyone's going to get – everyone has to have two baskets.
Even basketball, that'd be like exercise, I guess. It'd be – there's no equivalent to me.
It's like playing Monopoly without money.
Yeah, maybe so. It's sure.
So it takes away your element of quote-unquote winning.
Right. There's no competitive edge.
That's not true. The person with the most money wins.
Oh, so it's sort of like a big life competitive edge thing.
Yeah.
So like the game you play outside the strip club exists inside the strip club. He's like, I'm the richest guy here, so the girls will like me.
Yeah, but
or on the flip side, if you're really good looking, maybe they'll charge you less. So you have that to work with as well.
Has that ever happened to you though?
Yeah.
What, they charge you less for a lap dance?
Yeah, Jeff and I will be there together, my identical twin brother. If I can get a lap dance for $10 cheaper than him, then I'm better looking.
Okay. Follow up question. Why is a lap dance good? Isn't it just teasing you to the point where you're just annoyed at the end of it?
No, because I'll wear, you know, a pair of sweatpants without underwear, and I'm coming.
Just subtly mentioning it. I'm wearing sweatpants. I'm coming. I'm finished.
Dave found a way to game the system where if he just wears mesh shorts with silk boxers to the strip club, he can come from a lap dance.
Somebody was telling me recently in a strip club that they make strip club specific pants with like a cum receptacle that's like ribbed, almost like an IV bag, and when you're grinding, you're coming, and it's like clean because it's like a plastic Ziploc baggie for your jizz.
That's insane.
It's about time. Innovation.
That seems crazy, but
they're actually the sponsor of this episode.
Cumpants.org. Please, ribbed for your goodness.
What a name.
Gumpants.org. That's the name of the pants. So the website is cumpants.org.com.
Didn't you just got your first lap dance?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Would you guys justify this as a lap dance? I was in a strip club, and a girl started dancing on me. And it seemed like she was giving me a lap dance, and then she asked me if I wanted to go get a lap dance for $20 in, like, the back area.
Oh, I see.
And then I was like, oh, I'm okay. I'm good. Like, what you just did was, like, made rubbing your boobs on my face. I assume that's going to happen there, and I will have to pay you, so I'm okay not doing that.
Did you say all that to her?
No, because this was in Mexico, so I was just like, no, no. But would you say I got a lap dance based on that?
Yeah, I would say she danced in your lap, so that's a lap dance.
Okay, great. That's off my bucket list. I don't have to do that again.
I don't think you did get one, though.
But why is that good? Why is that fun?
It's not. Yeah, it's just like better than nothing.
Don't you like getting a lap dance?
It's sort of a fun experience. I think it's just like...
But is it better than nothing? Why is it better than nothing?
Everything is better than nothing.
Hmm. Okay, let me sit with that.
A void of no time, space, no sense of self.
Abject blackness, that's nothing.
So a lap dance, of course, yeah.
But doesn't it... I would say a lap dance is negative and nothing is neutral.
I wouldn't say a lap dance is negative.
Do you actually get off to these things?
Yeah.
Like actually...
You'll come?
You bet.
Didn't you tell me one time that you came from working out really hard?
Yeah, I always come from working out. Me and Arnold.
You came from working out?
I always come from working out.
It sounds like a very innocuous set. Like, oh, I just came from working out. Oh, like you're here right now and you just worked out? No. I finished while I was working out.
You know, I'm jerking off as I'm doing.
No, you really did tell me that you like lifted a weight so heavy that you came.
Hell yeah, dude. Why do you really even work out? Yeah.
You're not squatting enough. If you're not getting yourself
up. It sounds
up.
Like you don't know what coming is.
It was me on the treadmill. That's when it happened.
You were wearing those cummer baby boner pants. The friction was way too much.
Watching an episode of The View in the middle of the day.
On closed caption because you forgot your headphones.
Back when Barbara Walters was young and beautiful.
You mean 6 years ago?
Yeah. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Those apple titties.
Teardrop titties.
So have you actually finished in a strip club?
No. That's disgusting.
But you have finished in a weight room.
Hell yeah. I paid good money to join that gym.
That's an Equinox, baby. There's keels in the fucking locker room. What am I supposed to do?
All right, so what's this guy supposed to do?
Well, he has two options. One, he could just be like, no, I don't want to go to the strip club. Because after all, it's a bachelor party in his honor, so he gets to make the rules. Or he can like feel bad for his brother and be like, I'll at least give him this. I'll go to the strip club. I won't enjoy it. You can at least enjoy it like on a novel. Like I've been to strip clubs before and it's not like a bad time if you're with your friends.
Yeah.
There's lots of fun life experience things to be had.
I agree. I would say embrace the stupidness of it, that it's like some backwoods strip club and you're there with your buddies and it'll be – and just try to see it as funny rather than
– Right. But really those small strip clubs are even sadder than
– Yeah, they're so sad. We came to this one in Portland last time we were here.
Oh, yeah, and you got a $4 steak.
Yeah.
There's like a rule in Portland where every bar has to have food, so strip clubs have food. So like this like strip club, this really small, kind of sad strip club had like a steak buffet.
For $4, and I got steak, and it was delicious. And I got a lap dance I think I put money down while I was eating the steak. So like the girl is just – I ate steak with an asshole in my face is what I'm trying to say.
Price is Right. What's the name of that spot?
Price is just digging through his pocket for loose change.
He has $2.40, but he's going to try to haggle him down
to a chicken dinner and a fully clothed lap dance.
Yeah, and I was thinking, if you're like legitimately uncomfortable at the strip club and you'll have a really negative time, you should just tell your brother or brother-in-law – I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
Just be like, yo, this is my party. And
I'll cry if I want to.
Do something different.
Yeah, what's your advice, Dave?
I say just go. Suck it up.
Suck it up, suck it in?
Yep.
All right. You heard the man, Steve Jr. Jr. did you want to talk about anything during the breaky time?
I don't know.
Any funny stories from the road? The tour?
CH on tour, hashtag.
Oh. This episode's going to come out after the tour's
That's
over.
That's fine.
That Any social fine. Media.
I will make sure to add it to the deck.
Oh, there you go.
The advice that I got for upgrading a hotel room that didn't work.
Oh, yeah. That was really funny.
Oh, really?
One of my family friends works in the hotel business, and he's like, and I asked him about tips about, you know, what do the insider people know about hotels that I wouldn't know? And one of the things he told me is that front desk people have carte blanche access to do whatever they want, including upgrades. So if you're very nice and friendly and you tip them, odds are they can just upgrade you to a nice suite. So I'm like, so what, you just, as I'm checking in, give the person like $20 or $40? He's like, yeah, if you give them like $20 or $50, you'll usually be upgraded to a room that's like a higher value than that. So in Seattle, I went to the front desk and I was too scared to just like show up and say, hi, my name's Amir, and give her a $20 bill. So I didn't do it there. And then in Portland, I psyched myself up. I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. So I walked to the front desk and I'm like, hello. And I gave her a $20 bill. And she's like, what's this? I was like, it's for you. And then she's like, okay. And then I'm like,
she didn't know what to do. She didn't even put it in her pocket. She just held it awkwardly in her hand for like 30 seconds.
As if I was pranking her, or she didn't understand what a tip was. Like I was checking at the
same time, just like cracking up. Yeah, laughing so hard.
She was just holding this money, like as if I asked her to hold this $20 for me, like while I tied my shoes. And then she's like, anyway, you're in this room, in this room. I'm like, yeah. Are there any like complimentary upgrades available? And then she's like, no, we're sold out. I was like, oh, very good. Very well. Adieu, Jessica.
You grabbed the $20 back out of her.
I want my money back at this point. I went for the risk and it didn't pan out. Maybe it's like an LA thing versus a Portland thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're also, I was saying, I think that like a swanky ass hotel where like everybody's all like greasy, they're playing that like loud music in the lobby. There's a bar,
like
something.
A hotel in Vegas.
But this was like, it's pretty quaint. It's like an old Portland hotel. I'm not even sure there are suites in this thing.
I am on the 11th floor versus you guys on the 3rd and 4th. Do you think that was a coincidence or she upgraded me?
My room looks exactly like this,
but it's on a lower floor. So thus it's worse.
You do have a better view, but your elevator rides are longer.
That's true. My room's bigger than this, though.
So. I'm going to ask for my $20 back.
Your room is pretty nice. Size.
But he said that's the risk you take. Sometimes you tip and they just don't have the available suites for you.
Maybe it's also because there was someone else checking next to you and it's, you know, doesn't look good to take money from someone. Maybe it's like no one's seeing it.
It's not a bribe. It's just a tip.
No, it's kind of a bribe.
I'm just greasing the wheels a little bit, baby.
Yeah. Maybe they don't want other people to see that, though, like other guests.
Oh, yeah.
What, the tipping works? Yeah, I think they want everyone to see that.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we differ as people.
That's not the only place. I've also never come from curling.
Then you're not pushing it hard enough, my friend.
That's right, and I don't think I ever want to push it that hard.
You do. You do. There's no greater joy than coming in public.
One rep max till you come. Keep pushing that weight until you ejaculate. Your bad trainer told you one day. What else? Oh, we have that live podcast on May 31st at the Hollywood Improv.
That's right. Dave, will you come for that?
No, I won't.
Okay, that's
checking out.
What if we started a Kickstarter to get you to cut to buy your to buy your ticket to LA, would you come to that show?
Yeah, I will. Well, I think I'm going to come for the all-nighter, so maybe that will overlap.
Oh, no, I think that's the 21st.
All right, well, whatever.
All right.
Kickstarter for Dave.
Yeah, don't donate to any other charity but ours in order to get Dave Rosenberg out to L.A. for our live
Closenberg,
podcast.
One time.
Big Dave.
Hey.
Are you ready to get to the last question?
Let's do it.
Last question of the night. Comes from... Oh, we need another dude's name.
A dude's name. Easy.
Yep,
these
I agree.
Are super simple. I think this is almost the easiest part of the show, is coming up with some dope original name.
Minnie Mouse, like Steve Jr.
Yes,
and this LaMarcus Aldridge
will be named David Rosenberg Senior, my father,
David Rosenberg Senior.
That's not your dad's name, is it?
I can't other his name.
Is that another thing from Harry Potter?
Yes.
You shall not be named.
All right.
Hey, guys. So my lit teacher, Carl, I don't care, you can say his name, you should, because fuck him, really doesn't like me. And I'm not saying that in a way most teenagers do about teachers who give him bad grades. He really hates me, and he's not scared to pretty much let the whole class know. He does this by responding to all my questions with what he thinks are witty retorts that are just kind of leave me stumped. For example, every time I ask, can I go to the bathroom, he says, I don't know, can you? It's not even original, it's just bad. Can you think of anything I can say back that would make him feel like a complete doofus without putting him on a complete classroom blast and getting myself into trouble yet again? Thanks, guys. So,
how do I make my teacher feel like a doofus?
Yeah, because he really scathes me with shit like, I don't know, can you?
Curse you.
I have a cool retort to that, though. Ready?
To that specific one?
Like, hey, can I go to the bathroom?
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, I can go right here if you don't let me go to the bathroom. And then you start pissing on the floor.
You start curling weights until you start ejaculating. Well, what? Any ideas, Dave?
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Ever had a teacher nemesis?
I loved all my teachers.
Did they love you?
Yeah. I would never show up for their tests, though, because I had IBS. So when diarrhea hits,
yeah.
You just can't show up.
Okay.
So I'm saying maybe this kid can sort of do the same thing and act like he accidentally shits himself in class, and he acts super embarrassed, and the teacher doesn't know what to do.
Oh.
And then... yeah.
So his problem is that he doesn't like being embarrassed in class.
Yeah.
And your advice is to... pretend to diarrhea himself.
Yeah,
so he's embarrassed in class.
You get one of those stink bombs and then you throw it at the teacher's desk.
Why on earth would anybody just want to have everyone in the classroom believe that they shit their pants?
What you do is you put a little stink bomb into a water balloon, fill it with chili, and then you just sort of have that at your disposal. Then at the least opportune time, say the beginning of a test, the middle, you sit on the water balloon. You'll hear a distinct warm thud as the chili water trickles down your thighs and the stink bomb, the smell permeates the room. And the teacher so mortified that you just diarrhea yourself in front of everyone. He'll be absolutely astounded and not know what to do. That's your revenge?
That's what I meant to say. Yeah, it sounds airtight. All right, unlike your asshole, which is dripping with that chili sauce.
Here's my suggestion. You get everyone else in the class in on some sort of weird joke. So you say something to him, but you get everyone in the class to just agree to stifle laughter or conceal their emotion. So let's say you say like, hey, Carl, do you like green apples or red? And he'll be like, what are you talking about? But everyone will be snickering and laughing. Like trying to hold it in. And the fear of 30 teenagers secretly making fun of you and you not knowing why should be enough to mortify him.
That's really evil.
That is evil.
I'd say my advice is that this guy does – he just sounds like he's sort of a – he sounds like he's sort of a doofus already. And you're a bigger doofus, so you should leave each other alone. Just go to the bathroom before his class and be quiet.
It's not just about the bathroom. It's about being put on a class blast in front of all your peers.
You
have to get revenge on this teacher.
He doesn't have to get revenge on the teacher. It sounds like this is really – it's like two losers fighting. And nobody else cares, you know?
I'm kind of into it. I'd like to be there. What school is this?
There's nothing like a good teacher versus student rivalry.
I agree.
Yeah. And the only way to win is by ganging up. Because he has all the authority. So the only thing you could do is embarrass him with, like, by making him feel old.
That makes me so sad. Don't be mean to your teachers.
Yeah, I know.
Teacher.
Usually teachers are great, all right, but this guy's a fucking doofus. He's a Carl, for crying out loud.
You never take into account that the person who wrote the email might suck.
Oh, yeah.
This
teacher just might be like a fun-loving. Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, can you? And all the kids love him, and this guy's like, ah, Jesus. He's just he's trying to get you to say, may I? That's it.
Because he's a lit teacher. He's into language.
That's it.
But it would be fun to secretly embarrass him in a weird, cryptic way that'll keep him up at night wondering why.
Your wheels are turning towards, like, you just want, you want to play a prank.
Yeah.
I get that.
But an anti-prank, where it's not really a prank, but he doesn't know that.
Right. It's still evil because it's still making him insecure and sad.
Yeah.
And he's a teacher.
That's what I want him to make. I don't want him to feel old, insecure, sad, and out of touch.
Yeah. And then maybe he won't want to be a teacher anymore.
Oh, yeah. And then he can, like, do something more...
Maybe he'll tell some of his friends about what happened in his classroom, and they'll say, oh, man, I don't want to be a teacher anymore either. And then there won't be any teachers, there won't be any school, and all of a sudden we're sinking into to Baghdad territory.
A fate worse than death. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
That's our time.
We're going to get sushi.
Thanks, Dave, for coming back.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure.
That email address, if you want to submit your own questions, it is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. If you have your own theme songs, like the guy at the beginning, whose name is Chris, or the guy who wrote the theme song at the end of this episode, whose name is George Gavin, you can send those over to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com as well. Thanks, guys. And, I don't know what to say. I guess... I don't know.
We both left the room. It's just you
here. Oh, shit. I have to go, guys. Bye.
Jake and Amira, will please help me seize the cheese. Give me a little bit of hope. I've got bad STDs. Help me seize the cheese. These STDs ain't hashtag dope. Oh, help me please, keep my anonymity. Don't want my friends to know. Taken too far, and to that I say told up. Cut it off, I fake small show. And so I emailed if I were you show. So I emailed.